Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Hugh Aljo from the Noble Research Institute. Back with Hugh in just a moment.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
Cattle producers, a special cow sale coming Saturday, March 23rd, 12 noon at the Apache, Oklahoma Auction Market. We'll be offering 800 head, including bred cows, pairs, bred and open heifers, and breeding age bulls. You can call them for more information, 888-926-9696, or go to their website, www.apacheauction.com. Apache Auction Market special cow sale coming this Saturday, March 23rd at 12 noon. Our report today sponsored by the American Angus Association, America's Breed. Hugh Aljo's with the Noble Research Institute based out of Ardmore. He was one of the presenters at this year's Cattlemen's College at the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention. And he was talking about putting all the pieces together in a management plan and being successful on your ranch.
If we're more intentional in our management, we get more desirable outcomes. We also face a lot fewer surprises, and most surprises aren't good if you've been in the cattle industry very often.
How do you get your arms around that? What does a guy do? How does he start?
Well, it all begins with a management plan. Oftentimes, we have an idea of what we want to achieve through the calendar year, but we never put it into some sort of context where we can use it as materials that we can not only help determine what our prioritization is going to be through the year, but how do we track it? Were we successful or not? How would we review our activities to say whether we need to change or modify? We just get so involved in the process, we forget about the metrics, and then the metrics are what's important in order to attain a goal.
Aljo says a good place to start is considering exactly what your physical resources are, your ranch land.
Well, we really look at it, you've got several facets. You know, first off, you've got your pasture, your stocking rate, making sure that that's always consistent with what actual pastures can do. And then are we running so many cattle that we'd have no flexibility? Because oftentimes when we have these changes that occur, drought, fire, floods, we have no flexibility built within the system. So how do we manage our stocking rate within our long-term goals so that we have some flexibility and begin to alter that accordingly?
And Hugh Aljo says that once you've got a good handle on what your capabilities are, then you can match your cattle herd up to that ranch land for maximum profit potential.
Are we running cattle or are we actually managing the cattle? And if we're going to manage cattle, we've got an outcome in mind. And so it's got to look at the marketing end. What is the market that we're actually trying to focus toward? Or does our product meet that? Are we implementing the best management practice that we know in order to get there, like hybrid vigor, breeding season, developing a uniform calf crop? And if we're making all this investment in our herd health program, our breeding program, our management or nutrition program, why don't we retain ownership of the calves? Retain those calves and try to add value to those cattle along the way up to the point where you no longer are going to retain ownership.
So possibility of a combination beef cow herd and stocker running operation.
Yes, sir, or at least retain ownership of your own calf crop. Maintain enough flexibility where you can do that. As we look at some of the information that we've accumulated over the years working with our integrity beef producers, oftentimes we can accrue as much net profit to the operation through the preconditioning phase as they are incurred during the cow-calf phase. Just by carrying them another 30 to 60 days and moving them out of that window when everybody's selling cattle in October, moving them to someplace in December or even after the first of the year. And if you carry them longer than that, you got the genetic potential and the resources to do it, there's even more opportunity.
When you start doing those kind of things, what do you hope to achieve? In other words, what's the guy trying to achieve at the end of the day in a successful system as you've described it?
Ultimately, it's all back net return per acre. You know, we always get focused on weaning weights or some other metric, but it's net return per enterprise and per acre. So or do we have enough records? Do we have enough of a system in place that we can actually measure those metrics within each of those enterprises, the cow-calf sector, for example, the preconditioning sector, and then the stocker phase, so that we can actually determine whether it's profitable to add and we're actually adding value. If we can add value, then we should always be improving our bottom line. And that's ultimately what a producer should be looking at. So what's the goal?
Noble Research Institute's Hugh Aljo. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is the trusted voice of the Oklahoma cattle industry. Executive Vice President Michael Kelsey says they'll have a strong presence at the state capitol this year.
OCA is an organization working for cattle producers. So if there's an issue that's touching their business, then we're going to be involved in it. We're going to make an effort to be at the table to advocate on their behalf.
Find out what's going on at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association by following them on Facebook or go to their website, www.okcattlemen.org.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.